is viewing his via remote. A truce between Israel and Hamas took hold on Friday after the worst violence in years. The clashes broke out around the mosque in Jerusalem, where similar scenes had touched off the conflict. Israel bombardment of Gaza and militant rocket attacks on Israeli towns by Hamas ceased after 11 days under an agreement mediated by Egypt. But the violence in Jerusalem erupted as Cairo prepared to negotiate with both sides on ways to maintain stability. Hong Kong said Friday its suspension of operations at its Taiwan representative office was motivated by Taipei's gross interference in internal affairs, including with its offer to assist, quote, violent protesters. These accusations Taiwan rejected. Tension between Hong Kong's Beijing-backed government and democratically ruled Taiwan has risen since pro-democracy protests erupted in Hong Kong in 2019. And China responded by imposing a sweeping national security law in the city that prompted many activists to leave, some headed for Taiwan. The Spanish Interior Minister said Friday he hoped a diplomatic spat with Morocco over an influx of illegal migrants into Spain's North African enclave of Ceuta would end soon. Morocco had appeared to loosen its border controls with Ceuta for 2 days on Monday, letting thousands of migrants pour in. The move was widely viewed as retaliation for Spain's hosting of Western Sahara's independence leader. And the European Union will invest 1 billion euros to build vaccine manufacturing hubs in Africa, the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said Friday. The move is meant to make Africa more independent when it comes to vaccine production.